guess I can't see through the smoke. Pile up every memory, yeah, you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that?
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential campaign coming down to the final push across a handful of states on this election eve. Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be there in Michigan and in North Carolina. 30,000 households and businesses without power in Oklahoma following a string of tornadoes near Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt on tomorrow's voting.
Tuesday for the polling stations, we're prioritizing making sure those are all up. We'll advise the public if there's any issue there with the polling stations and kind of reroute people if we need to, if that comes.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. The King and Queen of Spain, as well as the Prime Minister, all pelted with mud when they tried to visit the hard-hit Valencia region. That area of southeast Spain hit with deadly flooding last week. People accused the government of not doing enough. The great Quincy Jones, who produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and hundreds of other hits, has died. He was 91. This is ABC News. Red flag warnings are up in Southern California, triggered by high winds and low humidity. Similar conditions in the Bay Area. PG&E saying it could shut off power to thousands as soon as Election Day to avoid sparking wildfires. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek revealing he has colorectal cancer. More on the 47-year-old actor from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Vanderbeek saying he revealed the diagnosis earlier than he wanted because I was informed that a tabloid was going to run with the news. Apologies to all the people in my life who I'd planned on telling myself. It comes amid a disturbing rise in the number of younger Americans diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Rates among people under age 55 have doubled since 1995. Doctors say factors include poor diet, lack of exercise, smoking, heavy alcohol use, obesity, and they say knowing your family history is crucial.
Retailers are stocking up on extra-large TV screens for the holidays, demand growing for big TVs measuring more than 8 feet across. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Coming up this weekend, it's a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. You provide the container, and they will provide the decorations. There are three times available, beginning with Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later the same day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon. The cost is $35, and there are limited class sizes, so be sure to sign up early. Pre-registration is required, and you can call Gail at 715-564-3152 or text 715-922-9222. 1-800-273-0324 to reserve your spot today. Once again, that's Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later that day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon for a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. All proceeds will be benefiting Honduras Well Projects. Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at local meat markets. Brittany Merlot has more.
Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at meat markets. Geis Meat Market in Merrill has been dealing with a backlog of orders. Owner Andy Geis says customers would normally bring in 10 to 15 beef for harvest. Now they're only bringing in 7 or 8. So if you're looking to order a side of beef directly from them, you're going to have to wait until mid-January. And if you were hoping for the price of meat to start going down sometime soon, don't hold your breath. Geis says he suspects prices will keep rising with the wait because it takes a long time to replenish herds. A recent report from the Farm Bureau shows beef rates have hit a record high of over $8.15 per pound. It's impacting producers and consumers.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Mathaler Chevrolet of Minneapolis is dedicated to serving you right. When Moose Chevrolet is the top quality service, they treat their customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for only $49.95. Plus, they're proud to support breast cancer awareness. Donate $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocraCars.com. Enjoy convenient complimentary shuttle service and don't miss their great selection of vehicles, including new EVs in stock.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Dorothy Boohager Wolf, age 98, surrounded by the love of her family, passed away peacefully and into eternal life on October 24th. She is survived by her 5 children, Sherry Reichel of West Bend, by Sheila Bunny Pickler of Sun Prairie, by Kathy Schmidt of Sun Prairie, Sandy Kempf of Three Lakes, and Pat Boohager of Palmer, Alaska, further survived by 10 grandchildren and 23 great-grandchildren. Massive Christian burial will be held on Saturday, November 16th at 10:30 a.m. at the Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. with burial after at the Catholic Cemetery. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy Boohager Wolf, age 98. Lita Jean Shepherd Gerber, age 96, passed peacefully at home with her family surrounding her on October 27th. She is survived by her daughter Ellen Gerber Schleyer of Park Falls, by her brother John James Shepherd of Park Falls, further survived by 3 grandsons. And she is also survived by her 9 great-grandchildren and 5 great-great-grandchildren and by 1 niece. A celebration of life, love, and her dedication to service will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, November 11th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Reverend Stephen Gentland will officiate. Visitation to be held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lita Jean Shepherd Gerber, age 96.
Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden, died on Monday, October 28th at Marshfield Medical Center in Minocqua. She is survived by her son, Christopher Schultz of Glidden, and by her brother, John Pankretz of Glidden. Further survived by 3 nephews, by 2 nieces, and by her brother-in-law, and further survived by many other relatives and friends. Private interment will take place at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Glidden. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden.
James Michael Lidwaitis, age 82, of Park Falls, died on Tuesday, October 29th, at his home. He is survived by 5 children, Jeff Lidwaitis of Park Falls, Joe Lidwaitis of Marshfield, by Jerry Lidwaitis of Hewitt, by Julie Kissinger of Park Falls, and by Jason Lidwaitis of Milwaukee, further survived by his 10 grandchildren and by 3 great-grandchildren and by many friends. Funeral Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Monday, November the 4th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Chet Ball will co-officiate. Visitation to be held on Monday at the church from 9 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Michael Lidwaitis, age 82, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball, the Brewers with 2 players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time 2 Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes, we had volleyball over the weekend. Sectional finals held on Saturday, and it was Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran topping Prentice 3-0 to advance on to the girls state volleyball tournament. We had the call of that game. We'll archive that for you a little bit later on this morning. So here's who's going to state in volleyball. In Division One, you've got Hamilton, Oak Creek, along with Menominee Falls, Bayport, Mukwonago, Hudson, Divine, Savior, Holy Angels, and Holman. That's all Division One. And Division Two, Luxembourg Casco will take on St. Thomas More, and it'll be Catholic Memorial taking on Shawano. In Division Three state volleyball this weekend, Barron will take on Lake Country Lutheran, and Aquinas will take on Bonduelle. In Division Four, you've got Regis, Mineral Point, Manitowoc Lutheran, and Wabino Leona. And in Division 5, it's all private schools in Division 5, Columbus Catholic, Newman Catholic, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, and Sheboygan Christian, all at the state volleyball tournament at the Rush Center in Green Bay. In cross-country action at Wisconsin Rapids over the weekend, in Division 3 boys action, Prentice Riblake brings home the second-place trophy. Congratulations to Coach Regeer and the boys, Henry Regeer with a sixth-place finish. Jack finished in ninth. Jack Regeer in ninth. 45th for Caleb Scott. 43rd for Jeremy Whitla. 28th for Truman Smith. 49th for Elijah Scott. And 40th for Heston Heckman, as the Prentice Riblake cross-country team brings home the second-place finish. It was the Phillips boys coming in eighth, led by Gavin Esterholm with an 11th-place finish. Other runners included James Vollendorf at 34. Spencer Haney came in 72nd. Arlo Behrens in 85th place. It was Logan Sokolowski in 36th. Evan Johnson in 51st. And Josh Edwards came in
90th place for the boys. So congrats to all. And the Solon Springs Northwoods cross-country team, they took third place as a team. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan girls competing in Division III, they came in 16th as a team. It was a 40th place finish for Haley Bodo, 56th for Madison Ernst, 76th for Madison Boblick, 85th for Mallory Smith, and a 66th place finish for Claire Young for the Shawamigan girls. In other action in Division II action, it was Hayward competing. They finished in 13th place as a team in Division II action. And the boys' state soccer tournament is all set for this weekend. Also in Division I, it'll be Marquette against Green Bay Preble. Brookfield will take on Middleton. In Division II, the state soccer teams include Waukesha, DeForest, Elkhorn, and Homestead. Division III will have St. Augustine Prep taking on Delavan Darien. Sheboygan Falls will challenge Shawano. And in the small schools, Division IV, smaller schools anyway, Aquinas, Shoreland Lutheran, Keel, and Lake Country Lutheran. And congrats to the Northwood Solon Springs 8-man team. They won on Friday night. They'll advance on. Final Four is all set now for the 8-man teams. It'll be Lena St. Thomas Aquinas Co-op taking on Northwood Solon Springs. That will be Friday in Rhinelander. The winner goes to the state title game. 98Q Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39 tomorrow. It is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47. 98Q Country.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. And girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No dress code, just some rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't
cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay. Inside, and it's killing me right now to see you wanna slip off with me again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone when I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along, pulling all nighter, chasing that desire. Every time you end up back with him, 'cause it's safe and you're scared of everything you're feeling when we're burning the midnight down again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone? And I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along, pulling all night or chasing that desire.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
So long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill shoe. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here cold. Doing my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
Kenny Chesney at 98Q Country. A beer in Mexico. Sounds good. 28 minutes after 7. Are we in for another mild winter, do you think? I just came to the realization over the weekend. I looked at my wife and I said, I just get the feeling that maybe mild winter is the new norm here in northern Wisconsin. It'll be 30 below by Christmas, won't it? Yeah. Just when you think you got it figured out. But temperatures, 40s, 50s for the next week plus. We're not going to have any significant coldness or snowfall. It's still early for that. It's still early. It's only the fourth day of November. Hope you are well on this Monday. Hope you had a chance to do a little something for yourself over the weekend. We're going to have a little rain today. We still need this precipitation, don't we? I mean, we went a couple of months here without much. And so we really do need this precipitation still. Some of you got, well, there are some parts of the state that got a couple of inches or more. So maybe not so much right now. Maybe let it soak in just a little bit. Congratulations in order to the Prentice volleyball team. I know they wanted to go to state again, but they ran into Emmanuel Lutheran, Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran on Saturday night. And that brought the Lady Bucks season to an end, but what a game on Thursday, and what a season for Coach Murphy and the girls, so congratulations to them. Volleyball expanded to 5 divisions this year. All 5 schools that made it are all private schools. In fact, what is it, 7? Did I see that 7 of the 8 schools in Division 4 and 5 are all private schools, or 6 of the 8 anyway? Close to that. WIAA continues to have a problem. They put in the rule that if you do so well in your division, then you got to go up. There's a problem with private schools in larger cities. They cap their enrollments and they recruit players, and it's a pretty consistent issue. So that continues to be a battle for how the WIAA is trying to make it a good experience for everybody, but yet even the playing field just a little bit there. We have all the cross-country teams. Boy, Rib Lake Prentice, huh? Second place, brought home some hardware. Very nice. Very nice. The Phillips boys, a very strong eighth place finish. Congratulations to both of them. And the Shawamigan girls, always a great accomplishment to make it to state, no doubt. To be there is just a great accomplishment for our young athletes. So congratulations. It was a weird weekend for me. I'll admit that it was just kind of I had a chance to go up to Ironwood on Saturday, played little bags up there, hung out with some friends. That was all good. Seeing the Badgers get dismantled like that was weird. I mean, Iowa was a pretty good team. I didn't watch the whole game intently, but it certainly looked like the Iowa Hawkeyes kind of had their way early and often in that game, didn't they? So the Badgers and Mr. Luke Fickell will regroup and try to get it going here again. So a Badger lost, and then you saw the Detroit Motor City Kitties come into Lambeau Field and have their way. They did. The Lions fans were. Did I hear some Lions? Oh, I heard a Jared Goff chant toward the end of the game. But the Lions are, I don't know, I know Packer fans are shaking their heads today, and they're like, Jordan Love, I don't know, and he's hurt. I mean, he's trying to play. Ankle and then a groin, he's trying. He's got to give him credit for that. A Jordan Love, I think, is still going to be a pretty darn good quarterback. But when you're playing the Lions have a very good defense. You've got to be able to move. Jordan Love has to be able to use his feet against that Lion defense. And he just wasn't able to move as much as he would have needed to. And the passes they weren't consistently accurate. And the Lions are probably the best team in football right now. They're playing really, really good. Can they keep this up and do this in January? We'll see. We'll see. But right now they're looking really strong. And everything may go through Detroit for the playoffs. We're only halfway through the season. In fact, last night's game, I believe they said, was the halfway point of the NFL season. Was the exact number of games is like 272 or something. And last night was the official halfway point of the NFL season. So I think if you're a Packer fan, you're like, you're 6-3, but you don't feel like you're a good team, right? You're like, ugh. Man, we're a playoff team, but man. So that's good news, is that I don't think the Packers have played anywhere near their potential. The penalties, goodness gracious. I mean, the penalties are horrible. So if you can get Jordan Love healthy, which it probably will happen, and you can clean up a few of those penalties, which is very cleanable. I mean, Packers are still really good. They're really good. They're going to be fine. But they do need Jordan Love out there. A healthy Jordan Love. So the Badgers get whooped. The Packers get whooped at home. I know the final was only 24-14, but it was, if you watch a game, Lions whooped them. I mean, it was a whooping. So those two things going on. The Norris Division continues to have everybody at or above 500. The Bears lost. They're at 4-4. So they're still in it, but I don't think this is quite going to be. It's just a bad year to be good. It's a bad year to be good in the North Division with the Vikings and Packers being pretty good. So the Bears will be fine. Caleb Williams is going to be good. He's already pretty good. Yeah, I think he's going to be good. And the Bucks, Doc Rivers, poof, it's rough to watch. They're 1-5. They're off to a bad start. Went from a world championship there a few years ago to will Doc Rivers survive the season? I don't know. They just don't look good. So all that happened, and of course you can't avoid the political stuff over the weekend. One of our political candidates said he wouldn't mind it. People just took a shot at the media, literally. It was just like, and there were some other things said. It was just like, yes, yesterday was kind of a surreal day for me. I don't often close the curtains at my house, but if I had curtains, I would have yesterday. I would have closed them. I would have just shut them. Get out there and vote, all right? Get out there and vote. You got until tomorrow night. Polls close tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. If you have any questions on the rules of voting or anywhere to go, civicmedia.us/vote is just like a generic little overlay of all the rules of voting. If you want to take a look at that. We've got 7:34, and we've got a news and sports update right now. We do that twice an hour.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential campaign coming down to the final push across a handful of states on this election eve. Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be there in Michigan and in North Carolina. 30,000 households and businesses without power in Oklahoma following a string of tornadoes near Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt on tomorrow's voting.
Tuesday for the polling stations, we're prioritizing making sure those are all up. We'll advise the public if there's any issue there with the polling stations and kind of reroute people if we need to, if that comes.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. The King and Queen of Spain, as well as the Prime Minister, all pelted with mud when they tried to visit the hard-hit Valencia region. That area of southeast Spain hit with deadly flooding last week. People accuse the government of not doing enough. The great Quincy Jones, who produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and hundreds of other hits, has died. He was 91. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Santa Zells Foundation asked for your help to help them make a child's Christmas happier by participating with one of their giving trees. You can help them by selecting one or more tags from a tree, purchasing the desired items, and returning the purchases, wrapped or unwrapped, with the tag attached to any giving tree locations. The locations are in Park Falls at the Associated Bank, Forward Bank, North Lakes Community Clinic and True Value, in Fifield at Country Cafe, in Phillips at Dollar General and Prevail Bank, in Prentice at Dollar General, and in Butternut at Dollar General. Gifts are due by December 3rd. Once again, those locations are Park Falls, Associated Bank, Forward Bank, North Lakes Community Clinic and True Value, in Fifield at Country Cafe, in Phillips at Dollar General and Prevail Bank, in Prentice at Dollar General, and in Butternut at Dollar General. And once more, gifts are due by December 3rd. If you plan to wear apparel supporting your chosen political candidate to the polls this season, you may be asked to change. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and/or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball. The Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion, and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In other sports, no, it's volleyball state tournament qualifiers determined over the weekend. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran knocked out Prentice on Saturday night to advance on to the state volleyball tournament that'll take place at the Rush Center in Green Bay this weekend. It was the Rib Lake Prentice boys taking home hardware second place in Division III boys state cross country this past weekend. Solon Springs Northwoods finished in third and Phillips came in an eighth. The Shawamigan girls taking 16th in Division III girls cross country action from this past weekend.
Hello, this is Lena from the Northern Pines. Stop in for lunch Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 11:30 to 2:30 and receive your senior discount or a military discount.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Amy Casey, and I'm running as a write-in candidate for your Price County Clerk in the November 5th election. My dedication to Price County has been demonstrated through my time as a funeral director and with the Central Price County Ambulance Service as an EMT. This opportunity would provide me the ability to continue to serve my community with respect, courtesy, and integrity. For more information, follow me on Facebook at Amy Casey for Price County Clerk. Authorized and paid for by me, Amy Casey.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, it is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98Q Country.
Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. With your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe, yeah. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I can't sleep without you.
this. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Fuck!
talk about the weather, if we talk at all, if your phone rings in the middle of the night. I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a bad day, but you don't know it, 'cause you don't ask him. I don't show it. We don't yell, 'cause what the hell difference would it make? We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up the house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't even fight anymore.
Pierce, Chris Stapleton, 98Q. Well, I hope your Monday, hope your week has some good things going for it. A lot of cloud cover today, but warm, with temperatures probably in that 55, 56 range. We only have a couple of days left of doing this, so let's do our presidential fact.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
Leading up to tomorrow's election, interesting and fascinating facts about our former presidents. President Calvin Coolidge wasn't exactly known as a wild, fun-loving spirit. Well, not publicly anyway, at least. His quiet demeanor and his dry sense of humor earned him the nickname of Silent Cal. But in private, he liked to have a good time, apparently. And he apparently did so by riding an electric horse that someone had given him as a gift. So Calvin Coolidge's he loved riding real horses, but he just didn't have much free time to do it as president, so he used the electric horse. This is a long time ago. It's pretty good. So up to three times a day, as legend has it, it became his daily source of exercise. Calvin Coolidge has been about 90 years he passed away, but the electric horse is still around. Yeah, it's on display. You can see it at the Calvin Coolidge Presidential Library and Museum, which is in Northampton, Massachusetts. Well, that's pretty cool. Like that. What's happening news-wise? Well, the election cycle thing continues today, tomorrow. If you want coverage of the statewide races here in Wisconsin, you know, they'll mix in some of the coverage also of the national race also for president, stuff like that. But our Civic Media app is a good place to go to, because our Civic Media Talk Network will begin election coverage tomorrow night at 6, and we'll be focusing in on a lot of the Wisconsin races. So if you want coverage of the statewide races, you can go to civicmedia.us, and there's any number of stations on there you can click on, including our Madison station, WMDX, and listen to coverage of the results as they come in. So that's an option. Here at 98Q, we're going to let them do that, and we're just going to provide another alternative here of just normal programming tomorrow. But check out the Civic Media app if that's what you want to do for Wisconsin. I know, you know, a lot of the national coverage and stuff, people like to watch it on TV. I understand that, but you keep that app on, you can get Wisconsin coverage. Pretty good stuff there with our Civic crew. News and sports are twice an hour update just ahead here at the top of the hour.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions supply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At forhers.com/start, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredients as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 89% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 89% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees, just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at forhers.com/start to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's forhers.com/start. forhers.com/start.
If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
"We have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare."
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
"You have to start changing the retirement age."